Bill Boyd has a true confession to share, which is good news for us. We've been calling for your true confessions this year. And for Bill, it could have changed the pathway of his life forever. This is his Life in 500 Words.
2020, the year of COVID, the year of Zoom. Our Mahjong group could not meet face to face, so we set up Zoom gatherings, Zoom dinners, Zoom happy hours, Zoom chats, and Zoom quizzes. One quiz required each of us telling something about ourselves that the others did not know. We'd been friends for decades, so it was a fine challenge for our lockdown brains. The quiz was going well. It was my turn soon. My mind drifted into my story. Would it come out right? Would they believe it? 74 was the summer of love. Yes, a bit later than the real one, but we, at least some of us, still believed in a beautiful world, a peaceful future. Long hair, Afghan coats, flares, beads. There were even flowers in our hair. The sounds of the Grateful Dead, Santana, Hendrix floated on a breeze of patchouli. I was working in a country hotel. Days off meant grabbing the Afghan, the guitar, the flippity-floppity hat and hitting the road. I'd hitch up to the city, where I'd join other hippies hanging out in the summer parks, scaring the squares, grooving to the music. It was the aftermath of the big hippie musicals. Jesus Christ Superstar, Godspell. Hippies could be evangelists. Travelling copycat musicals abounded. It was with one of these I hung out. Long hours of conversation, sharing tunes, dreaming, and slowly, slowly the suggestion of joining the band. I was entranced by the lure of the open road. Music all day long. Music to save the lost. I was determined to join, quit the mainstream, stick it to the man. One day, I made the decision. This time, I'd take the one-way ticket to hippie heaven. I would do it, now. On my day off, Afghaned up, I grabbed the guitar, flopped on my flippity-floppity hat, and hit the road. Summer breezes singing in my head, flowers growing in my hair. A huge grin as I imagined my new life on the road. I could feel God's embrace as I joined the show, sang his love to the world. Jumping off my lift into the city, I hurried into the park, ready to greet old friends, new family. But the park was empty. The show had moved on. All that remained were a few tent pegs, tattered flyers, and a square of yellowed grass. My ticket to ride lay wilting on the pavement. I just walked on, trying to look nonchalant, holding the tears back. The sky was crying. The blues reached over and touched this dejected hippie's heart. The summer of love would never be the same again. Hey, Bill! My wife nudged me. It's your turn. Waking with a start, I opened my mouth. Before I knew it, I blurted out, I once nearly ran away with the circus. Not quite as I'd imagined I'd tell my summer of love story, but enough to earn astonished looks from my friends.
Bill Boyd with his True Confession, produced by Michael McKenzie. And you can send us your true confessions too, something you finally came clean about or someone shared with you. It just has to be your story to tell. It's easy to get it to us. Just record it into your mobile phone and email it, lifematters@abc.net.au. All the instructions are at the bottom of the Life Matters webpage.